All right, in the chaos of change, adaptability is our anchor. In life's constant changes, adapting keeps us grounded and moving forward. So adaptability isn't just a skill, it's our lifeline in navigating the unpredictable. I think you would agree with me on that one, right? How will you strengthen your anchor today? Great question. That's the question of the day. Today's unpredictable world, as we are currently experiencing, truly requires top leadership qualities. I would agree to that. 1000%. Leadership is an action. One who takes action, not a role, not a title. All right. So leadership sustainability has been on my table for many, many years now, because it is vital to the success in any business landscape, or also leading a community, as equally important as leading a nation, a secure and safe and well-balanced nation. From the way we apply our EQ, IQ, you know, we talk about this in the last two episodes already, emotional intelligence, and now another acronym Nikki's going to throw and share with you, AQ. Actually, it's adaptability quotient, and I cover it and share with you wholeheartedly in a lot of platforms that I, you know, mainly LinkedIn, if you want to, you know, kind of like look at and check out what I've been sharing with you on AQ, adaptability quotient, go to my LinkedIn, and then you can find some articles there. But there's an acronym that I shared a few times in the community, also podcast here, AQ, adaptability quotient. Change is constant. Boy, do we all know that now, right? In the last few years, guys. As leaders, we constantly evolve. If we don't, we should. Do we have what it takes to be resilient and sustainable with the environment of change? What are you doing keeping up to stay innovative and creative and sustainable in this changing world? The goal of this episode, I decided to share after my previous podcast on being emotional and this emotional intelligence, EQI, and leadership, is to not just inform, but to resonate and motivate you to embrace adaptability as a pivotal skill in navigating life's uncertainties. Also, this is resonating with me, very self-note. Your voice has the power to echo through the silence, whether it is shared in a podcast or captured in writing. It can ignite change, inspire action, and connect souls. Let it be heard. Let it resonate. And watch the world transform one word at a time. That was a great quote from Nikki Dare. All right, guys, this is Nikki Dare, your host. Good morning, everybody. And yes, thanks for listening to another episode here on our Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. Glad you can join me wherever you are listening from. Sit back, relax. Yes, relax. Stretch. If you should to stretch, stretch. It makes you feel a lot better. I'm going to do that right now to myself. Grab your favorite beverages, hot or cold, medium size, extra, extra large size, you know, whatever that kind of like fit in with your groove right now. Go get it for the next 30 minutes or so. Just hang out with me here. Hope you just relax. Welcome back to Leadership 365. I'm your host, Nikki Dare. So glad you can join me again. Beautiful day today. Welcome to the first week of March 2024. So far has been eventful. Weather-wise has been interesting here. I have been back here in SoCal. Rain, wind, goodness, we got all the flavors here. But last couple of days have been really, really super, super nice out here. Blue sky, sunny days, back on a miniskirt. no boots, no rain boots, flip-flops, sandals. I'm grateful to be back here again in SoCal. Maybe why I'm still here in LA, I shouldn't be saying that too out loud. For the weather, I guess, right? Apart from many other crazy, insane things here. Very insane here. Things we LA experiencing daily here. Another topic for sure, another day. In fact, if any of you listening right now and then wants me to do a special episode about that, you know, just in SoCal and what's going on here and things like that, you know, keep it business, obviously, and keep it real. Right, Nikki? Wants me to do a special episode about that, please do let me know. Send me an email to hello@nikkidare.com. You know how to spell my name. If you don't, shame on you. No, I'm not the N-I-K-K-I, by the way. N-I-C-K-Y-D-A-R-E. Nikki Dare. Okay, hello@nikkidare.com. Or reach out to me on my LinkedIn, guys. At Nikki Dare. Not hard to find me anywhere, really, truly. As anybody who has been on my LinkedIn, my platforms. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me if I'm on Instagram. Nope, I've deleted it and taking a long break. A long one. Yeah, you heard right. Long, hibernating for a while from Instagram. But good to be back on the microphone, guys. Once again, first week of March 2024. Hey, you know what? Groundhog Day Phil predicted it will be an early spring this year, 2024. But you know what? Yes, he's right. Completely, because I am seeing all the flowers already bloom beautifully everywhere, front, backyard, everywhere, around on the streets here in our neighborhood, mainly from this constant rain that we had here in SoCal. But yeah, guys, please, 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 small PSA, before I forget, if you haven't yet, feel free to connect, feel free to follow me on LinkedIn. I can't believe I say that. Follow me, okay? Stalk me? No, don't stalk me. Just connect in a positive way, as well as I'm gonna say Instagram, but no, just LinkedIn and YouTube for right now. Instagram maybe later, okay? But on LinkedIn, if you are on my connection, if you already are in my connection community and network, there is my monthly Leadership 365 newsletter. I think LinkedIn calls it Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, but it's a newsletter. It's called Leadership 365, which is also the name of this podcast, where I provide, and my team also, helped by them, some valuable resources regarding leadership, sustainability, sustainable development, all that great stuff that we all probably, you know, sharing together in this large community platform. And other valuable topics, leadership development related, personal development, professional development. And, you know, guys, very super easy to find me. Like I said, just Nikki Dare, my first and last name. I just have to take a little breather there. Also, I'm planning to reconnect with my community on YouTube. Please follow me there too. If I have like a good engagement, you know, comments and feedbacks and likes, and I would love to see you there. You know, just kind of engage with me on my YouTube videos and just share with me what you think and your inputs and feedbacks and what you want to look at, when you see what you want me to share with you on that community platform as well. All right, guys. Aloha, aloha. Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Maybe not noches. Huh? Oh, yeah, maybe on the other side of the globe, that is, wherever you're listening from. Como talevu? How are you guys doing? Selamat pagi, selamat siang, semua kawan. Welcome to Leadership 365 with me, Nikki Dare, your host, Discover Leadership 365, your go-to podcast for leadership development, safety, education also, and personal growth. I have to insert that too. Transform yourself and your organization for a better future. If you're aiming for impactful leadership and meaningful change, Leadership 365, this podcast would offer the insights and strategies that you need, and hopefully valuable tips as well from hard hands-on and hard-earned experiences as well. Explore a wide range of topics from leadership essentials to societal issues tailored for today's and tomorrow's leaders for the future. Engage with our content to lead confidently and make a real difference. So tune in now at podcast.nikidare.com, or you know what, the link is nikidare.club. because that's my new one, for an inspiring journey towards sustainable leadership and inspiring leadership. All right, this is a podcast for you designed to inspire growth and impact for sustainability and growth, so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. I want to be different. I don't want to be, you know, common denominator. So I always use 365 instead of 360, because you know what, there are some leap years. In fact, it was leap month last month, so it is a leap year, 365 days year ever. All right, guys, it's Nikki Dare. Good to be here in the presence of you and many of you around the world. Thank you so much. Leave me a comment on the comment. Where are you listening from? I would love to hear you from on any of the participating podcast platform, also in my professional media, which is LinkedIn. Okay, let's get with it to our topic this morning. Welcome to Mind Over Chaos and Thriving with me, your host, where we navigate the storms of our times with grace, strength, and adaptability. Today, we're going to go dive deep into this something that's crucial in our ever-changing world. Your, my favorite acronym, well, among many of them out there, but your adaptability quotient, which is your AQ, the acronym for AQ, Alpha. Q would be Quebec, right? Quotient. It is the hidden superpower in chaos, wouldn't you think? So, question of the day. Are you ready to flex your adaptability muscle? So let's get into this, okay? That was a long break for latte there, Nikki. All right, let's get back to this podcast, Mind Over Chaos, Navigating Turbulence with Unyielding Adaptability. Yes, you're right. You heard it right. AQ. There is my favorite acronym. One of my favorite acronyms, AQ, Adaptability Quotient. Mind Over Chaos, Navigating Turbulence with Unyielding Adaptability. You know, I'll talk about EQ last two podcasts. In the month of February last month. So I want to bring you back again, talk about adaptability quotient. I think it's very timely. All right, Mind Over Chaos. We you know, first off, people ask me, what is AQ, Nikki? Imagine it as the flexibility of your mind and spirit, you know, mental toughness, your mind, your brain, and things like that. It's about how quickly you can pivot when life throws you a curveball. Think of it as agility, but for your brain and for your emotions. And why does this matter? Because the only constant in life, we all agree on this, is change. And how we respond to change, that defines our path moving forward. I say moving forward. It has to be moving, guys. After all, it's energy. It's about energy. Energy matters. You are energy as well. Everything here in the universe evolves around energy. So it has to be moving. Okay? And then we hope to move forward, not backwards. By the way, I encourage you, wherever you're listening from right now, in your car driving, please stay safe and be safe while driving, by the way, guys. And I appreciate that you are listening on this podcast. Use the Bluetooth or not holding your phone. Who does that anyways? You know, I'm just being silly right now. But, you know, don't hold your phone while listening to any of this, okay? Okay, just stay safe, or you are listening in the comfort of your couch. Thank you. Or at your office during your lunch break, or wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, and wherever you are listening from, thank you. I just want to be sure that I want to acknowledge you, that you're listening. Thank you. Please be sure to leave me a comment so I know that you're listening, particularly on this podcast, on this episode. Leave me your feedback on any of this participating podcast platform you're listening from. Your feedback, and you already know this, your feedback is truly a gift for me. And you already know that. So I encourage you to actively participate in your own growth journey by embracing adaptability. Again, I'm encouraging you, when you're listening to this podcast episode, that you actively participate in your own growth journey by locking in this word adaptability. So through compelling stories, and I'm going to share with you some actionable challenges and direct interaction, I hope this episode will empower and inspire you to take bold steps in your own personal and professional life. So, okay, small, great PSA there, Nikki. I hope it's useful. Let's take a pause and grab your hot latte, hopefully still warm there, Nikki, or whatever your favorite beverage is on the other side of the world. Maybe it is mimosa time already. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. All right. The Starbucks cups are not in the red cups anymore. We're back again to the white cups. But I am trying to use my Yeti throughout the day to keep it, you know, cold or to keep it warm. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening here. This is Nikki Dare Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. And I'm going to share with you a quote. Very short. Flexibility in adversity is strength unveiled. I like that. Okay, I'm back. Please do me a big favor. If you find this podcast motivating, inspiring, please do share to anyone in your network. Sharing is caring, after all. Let's move on. Let me share a compelling story about adaptability at its finest. Okay. Picture a tech startup thriving on in-person workshop or trade show, whatever, right? Then the world stopped. Hello, pandemic. I always use this example of pandemic because it's very disrupting. Oh my gosh. But did they fold? No, they pivoted to digital, expanding their reach globally. They're not just surviving, but thriving and pivoting. That is AQ in action. Okay, Nikki, that's like simple example. Exactly. I want to get this illustration, this visual, you know, share it with you so it, you know, it can resonate very well. I mean, you know, because I'm trying to say, look, it can be done. It's just a matter of creativity, innovation, of course, and taking action. making that action to move forward, to go forward. Yes, imagine a buzzing tech startup, right? Their business booming thanks to dynamic in-person workshop, trade shows, and things like that. These sessions were the heart of their success, was their really meat, right? And goldmine, this is how they can connecting people, ideas under one roof. Then, almost overnight, the world hit that pause button. The pandemic arrived. Everybody else got shattered. Everybody, you know, all businesses, everybody, humanity just disrupted. Offices shuttered, cities quieted. Very foundation of their business model was under threat and uncertainties. We didn't know what we didn't know. But here's where our story takes a turn. Instead of surrendering the chaos, the startup saw an opportunity. They didn't just adapt, they transformed, shifting gears with incredible speed. They moved their entire operation online. So many of us did. Their workshops didn't just continue, they evolved, interactive, accessible, and now global. They reach corners of the world previously unimaginable, just like everybody else has to do that. But before pandemic, who knew? Who knew? We're all in this together. So through this bold pivot, they didn't merely survive, they flourished. Their story is a testament to the power of adaptability. Their AQ, adaptability quotient, wasn't just high, it was off the charts. They turned a global crisis into a launching pad for unprecedented growth. I just want to share this very simple example to you so we can, you know, it can get resonated very well and connect very well. Let me just think about that. This is the essence of adaptability. Is about seeing beyond the immediate barriers, recognizing the potential amidst the peril, and daring to reimagine the future. So as we navigate our roles and our challenges in the workplace, let's just remember and go back to the story. It's a powerful reminder that we face with upheaval. We didn't know what we didn't know. And we, you know, during the chaos, of course, we panic, perhaps, you know. We scattered of plans, like, oh no, the plan didn't work this way. It's not working this way. What are we going to do? Make sure you have a backup plan, right? Our most innovative solutions emerge not from resisting change, but from embracing it. So there's a lot of things that I want to, you know, share more not just simplicity, but then more to the but you know, this is just another simple example I want to resonate with you on this particular podcast. So I'm going to ask you guys questions. Think about your current workplace challenges. How can you apply this lesson of adaptability also in your personal world, right? Personal challenges. How can you transform obstacles into opportunities? You know, discuss and inspire each other to think differently. Let's discuss that. Adapt boldly and thrive in any situation instead of, you know, resisting the change and then creating a more animosity or more toxic at the workplace, right? Which is not good for your health of your organization or let alone for the health of your employees and staff that are working together with you or your team members, right? They're all team members with you in your organization. But this is inspiring each other to think differently, taking the bold and adapt boldly and thrive in any situation. All right. So hopefully that has resonated, because it has resonated with me. It's like I'm going to share with you guys some simplicity here. So hopefully it has worked. All right, I'm back. Let's share another example. Hopefully you guys enjoy the other one. And it's not just for business. Let's talk about Anna. Just pick a name. 15 years in hospitality. Then she leaps into digital marketing. Okay. Yes, I know. Screaming woo in the background. 15 years in hospitality industry. And then she goes like, you know, I'm deciding to go ahead digital marketing now. A complete career 180. Scary? Yes. You know, nail biting here? Yes. Worth it? Absolutely. Okay, her story is a testament to personal adaptability, embracing the unknown with open arms, with confidence also, and taking that bold leap action. Okay, so in the world of adaptability, it's not just business that transform, it's people also. So let's take Anna's story for instance. Picture this. Anna, how many years? Almost two decades now, right? She's been around for 15 years in hospitality. Deeply rooted in the hospitality industry for almost two decades. A sector known for its very demanding hours and intense customer-focused, customer service-oriented. Then in a bold, unexpected move, she decides, like, I'm going for the leap. Not just a small hop, but a complete 180-degree turn into digital marketing field. Now, if you're listening to this, you might be one of them. So I just want to congratulate you. Keep going. If you're in the fans right now listening to me, and you're going like, how can that be? Am I going to have all of the right tools and everything? Trust your gut. Bet on yourself. And you got this. A complete 180-degree turn into digital marketing field from hospitality industry almost two decades. So, yes, it was a leap fraught with uncertainty. Imagine the daunting task of scratch. I mean, just let's start all over again, starting from scratch, learning a new industry language, learning a new tools, learning the new rhythm after spending nearly two decades in another. The fear of that unknown could have been paralyzing. You know, it sends signals to all of your small nerves in your body, in your mind, your body, your spirit. You imagine all of that. Right. But Anna, the fear of the unknown could have been paralyzing for Anna. She didn't just step into the unknown. She sprinted it into with arms wide open. This isn't just a career change story, it's a narrative of personal revolution. Yes, personal revolution, I call it. It shows us the profound power of adaptability on an individual level. Anna saw a chance to reinvent herself, to grow beyond that familiar confines of her past experience, and she seized it with unparalleled courage. It's a character building. Oh my goodness, professionally, personally. It is a profound power of adaptability on an individual level. It's a personal revolution. It's a very narrative personal revolution. I love this, by the way, sample. I hope you do too. Her journey from hospitality industry to this digital marketing, as we know it today, booming $1 billion of industry, if anything, trillion perhaps. It's more than a career pivot. It's a bold declaration that when the world around us changing still, we have this incredible ability to change right along with it, gravitate around it. Like the sun, like the earth, the moon. Anna's story embodies the essence of adaptability, facing the unknown not with fear, but with an open heart and a willing spirit. Again, facing the unknown not with fear, but with an open heart and a willing spirit. Kudos to her. And if you are listening, and you are one of those Annas, congratulations. Kudos to you. Keep moving forward. Adapt to the unknown without fear. Be fearless, just like Anna. And if you're on the fence right now thinking about it, about the leap, the best yet is to come, because fear is just fear. It's just an illusion. Everything else other than fear is on the other side of what you're fearing about. So let's think about our own Anna moments where we can embrace change more openly with our open hearts, right? How can we turn our fears, our own fears of the new and unknown into opportunities for growth? And more importantly, for that transformation. Anna's story isn't just inspiring, but it's a call to action for all of us, self note, including myself, to leap boldly into our next chapter of growth, our next chapter, the book of growth and the book of transformation. Your book of transformation. All right, let's take a pause. Talking about Anna, I'm back here again, guys. There is a quote. Oh.
Your computer has been locked up.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoy that little short, brief example of Anna. Think about our own Anna moments where we can embrace change more openly and we can turn our own fears of the new and the unknown into opportunities for growth and opportunities for growth and transformation. Hopefully it has been inspiring to you. There's a little story. It's a call to action for all of us, including myself here, to leap boldly into our next chapter of growth. And hopefully book of transformation, that is. Whenever I speak and share with you guys about adaptability, I always like to share this quote, very significant quote. And it's resonating very well when it comes to adaptability. The quote says, "It is not the strongest species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but rather it is the one that is most adaptable to change, the ones most responsive to change." Charles Darwin. He believed that adaptability is key to survival. I completely agree with him. All right, guys, questions, okay? I'll always leave with questions and final thought. Just hang on tight with my final thought in this. Questions, how can you boost your own AQ? First, embrace change like an old friend is coming over for dinner, whether you like it or not, for lunch. So get curious, ask questions, jot it down, and most importantly, get comfortable being uncomfortable. I like that one a lot. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. All right, I challenge you, yes, you, to take the AQ leap. Take that AQ bold leap. This week, do one thing that scares you a little. Try a new food. Start learning a new language. I love this one, by the way. I want to share it with you on this one because I'm multilingual. So I love speaking new languages. You know, there's a lot of platform that can guide you to learn new languages now online. Or take a different route to work. That's also I like my one of my favorite because that way you can start thinking differently, and also for emergency preparedness, you know, I'm an advocate for that. So not just take the same route every day, dropping off your children to school, for example, and going to work and going to the same Starbucks, same coffee stores and everything. Do different. Take a different route to work. Take a different route to your school, to school. All right. Then also hit us up in social media. I don't have social media. I just LinkedIn. I might go back to Instagram. I don't know yet. But I am on X, by the way, on Twitter. Share your story. Inspire each other to grow. How about that? Okay. So, all right. And if you're wondering where do I stand, we've got you covered. Head over to our website for a quick AQ assessment. Find out your AQ score and get tips tailored just for you. In fact, if you haven't followed me yet, connect with me yet on LinkedIn, please feel free to do so. The website that I want to share with you is probably leadership365.club or nikkidare.club. But most likely, and I'm regular there on LinkedIn, I am on LinkedIn, not hard to find me there, at Nikki Dare, first and last name. Love to see you there on LinkedIn. Subscribe to our free Leadership 365 newsletter where you can find useful, inspirational articles. And join our Leadership 365 community on LinkedIn also. Yes, it is free. All right, so let's take another short 3-second latte break here. That was more than 3 seconds, or 5 seconds rather. That's okay. It's a hump day right now. So you guys, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We wanted to wrap up. Adapting isn't just surviving. Let's turn down the music background here a little bit. It's finding joy in the journey. I always want to just include that. I'm asserting that because you should trust the process. You should be able to find that joy, the happiness, rather than, you know, trying to find sorrow or thinking that is a negative thing. But finding joy in the journey, learning in the loss. What is this challenge teach me? I think that's the question you should be asking, rather than why is it happening to me, right? Learning in the loss and strength in the struggle. Let's keep adapting, keep growing, keep moving forward. And it's always thriving in the chaos together. All right. Thanks for tuning in into Mind Over Chaos, Navigating Turbulence with Unyielding Adaptability with me, your host. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes on building resilience and embracing change and thriving no matter what. So until next time, stay adaptable. That is the word. Stay resilient. And above all, stay thriving. And stay being awesome yourself, guys. So reminder, small PSA again. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please love to see you there, guys. And if you do listen in iHeartRadio or Spotify, please feel free to subscribe to this channel also and leave some comments and leave some feedback. Your feedback is truly a gift. And you know what? Also, in addition to subscribing, share it to your network, anyone in your network. Share it with anyone who can use this in their lives. Subscribe to our free Leadership 365 newsletter where you find useful, inspirational articles, and join our Leadership 365 community on LinkedIn. Yes, it is free. By the way, I was just being inspired by some people who just emailed me this. I know I shouldn't be reading their notes, but right now, before I forget, I just sent out a newsletter yesterday, informing everybody, announcing everyone and my community that I start writing regularly also on this platform called Medium, Medium, Medium. Please follow me there and read some of my inspirational articles on different topics. And right now I'm doing, you know, the same thing I'm doing with the podcast, which is on leadership, which is also motivation, personal development, rather, personal development, inspirational articles. Hope can be valuable for you. The link is medium.com/@MissNickyDare, MSNICKYDARE. So that was medium.com/@, the symbol at, MSNickyDare, Miss Nikki Dare. All right, guys, love to see you there also. Told you, prolific human who gets shit done, right? I think it's earned on that proclamation. Okay, one last thing, as promised, my final thought on this episode, as I always do. I always suggest this final thought. I'm going to share with you. As we wrap up our journey through these landscapes of chaos and the important role, the vital role of adaptability, it is clear that mastering adaptability isn't just a skill. It's a necessity for thriving in today's ever-changing world. You know, I also want to mention, you know, mastering EQ, emotional intelligence, equally as important, you know, as suggested in my last two podcasts. And hopefully it was valuable to you. It was valuable to me. I hope that you enjoy those two podcasts. Whether it is a business pivoting to meet new demands, or an individual like Anna boldly stepping into an entirely new career field, bless her heart, kudos to her. Adaptability is the thread that weaves through the stories of those who not only survive but flourish amidst the turmoil, all the chaos that we are experiencing in the world as we know it today. So hopefully this episode has taken us deep into understanding that adaptability is more than just reacting to change. It is about proactively embracing it, seeing the potential where others see, maybe not, maybe see it as peril, and transforming challenges into stepping stones for growth. You know, I want to kind of like pause a little bit here. I have shared my thought, just what I just said to you guys, to my son, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, going through some challenges himself. And I said, you know, transform those challenges into stepping stones for growth. He agreed with me completely. He sees it. He sees light. A lot of times when we are facing challenges, we don't see the light because we're so close to those challenges. By talking, by listening, by sharing, right? That's why we have mentors. We have advisors. We have consultants like me, like myself. We can see it from the outside, bird's eye view. The ones that can't see, obviously, is facing head on with the challenges. So transform those challenges into stepping stones for growth. It reminds us that our mindset and our willingness to learn, our willingness to learn, to take action, and to courage, our courage to step into that unknown are the true markers of our resilience. Say it isn't so. It is true. It reminds us that our mindset and the courage, right? Our willingness to learn, our willingness to take action, and our courage to step into this unknown, overcoming the fears that we have, are the really, really true markers of our resilience. So as we move forward, let's carry the lessons of adaptability with us. Let's cultivate this unwavering flexibility in our thoughts and actions. Embrace the uncertainties with confidence, conviction. And remember that in the chaos of change, our adaptability is our anchor. The world is constantly evolving, never going to stop. And so must we. We must evolve, continue to evolve. It's not just about surviving the storm. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I've done that before many times, by the way. And the snow. I love it. Makes you feel free. So thank you. I appreciate you guys, each one of you who are listening right now, for embarking on this exploration of adaptability with me. It's been really personal to me, for me. And may you approach each day with a flexible mind and also with an open heart, ready to turn every challenge into an opportunity. So let's make adaptability our superpower, navigating through chaos with grace and emerging stronger than ever before on the other side, guys. Thank you so much for listening. J'espère que vous allez bien. Merci de voir écouter mon podcast aujourd'hui. Gracias por escuchar mi podcast hoy. Thank you, guys. Me alegro de verte y espero que esto haya sido agradable para ti. Muchas gracias. Good to see you guys here, and hopefully this was enjoyable and valuable for you. Terima kasih telah mendengar podcast saya hari ini, kawan semua. Sampai jumpa dan selalu selamat dan sehat selalu. Hope you're doing well and staying well always. Stay in condition yellow. Situational awareness, watch your 6, 9, 12, 3, always. Until next time, Nikki Dare signing off. Follow and connect with me on LinkedIn and YouTube, guys. Check out some of my published books on Amazon. And hope can bring some values for you and your team. God bless. Take care.
Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.